Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So today's episode is about the question, is it racist to anglicize your name? Or even better, the question, how racist is it to anglicize your name? Welcome, everybody. I want to reintroduce myself. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your Latina podcaster, Latina biz coach. And I am so incredibly grateful that you're here. Let me give you a little bit of insight as to why I chose this topic for today. So the other day, I was on a support call for one of my technologies. And the young lady says to me, "This is Carolina Ramirez." And I thought, why is she saying Carolina? And then I thought back, it really shot me back into my past and my history about really focusing on the fact that sometimes we anglicize our name and we're racist to ourselves, but really it might have been racism or the feeling of racism that we actually did it. So let me ask you again, how racist is it to anglicize your name? Why was she doing that? Why didn't she just say Carolina Ramirez? No, she said Carolina Ramirez. And I just thought, whoa, you know, it's okay to do it that way. But I was like, okay, how many times have I done it? But really the question is, how many people out there think it's racist to change your name to something more Anglo-Saxon-like, like John or Sarah, you know? And we do it, but we don't really think about it. Lo tratamos de hacer, yo creo, sin pensar, ¿verdad? Some people do it because they are tired of people mispronouncing their name. Others say that it's just a way to be more unique and stand out from the crowd. But I would ask you, what crowd are you trying to stand out from when you anglicize your name? So again, is it really racist to anglicize your name? Are you doing it really to help somebody? Or are you doing it because you think it's going to get you something better? A little bit of background here. Let me share a story. When I was young, I was given my name at birth, and it was Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A. And even that, my friends, was hard for people to pronounce, let alone my last name that began with a U. Sí, cuando yo estaba chiquita, mis papás me dieron el nombre de Marta, Tha. Y todavía así la gente no podía entender en realidad cómo pronunciar mi nombre. They couldn't understand how to pronounce my name. You know, the Anglo folks would say things like Martha. And it was like, it was just mind-blowing to me, especially when you're a kid and you tell the kids, my name is Martha. And then they say, Martha. And it's always felt like somebody was spitting at me or spitting down on that name or just not really respecting that name. And even that was hard for people to pronounce all the time. Or they would say something like Martwa. And it was like, where do they get the W? Or Marte. And it was like, where is the long A? And then some people would try to kind of Spanglishize it, if you will, and they would say things like Mart a. It was like, how, what, if you're having problems, here at my age and being an educator for a long time, when I saw a name on a piece of paper, somebody that I couldn't pronounce, I would actually take the time to ask the kids, please tell me how to pronounce your name. I don't want to butcher it. But for somebody to just kind of just go out there and just spit it out any way that they feel like it, to me, is an offense. It really hurts my feelings. And it just made me feel so yucky. No me gustaba. No me gustaba cuando la gente me decía, Martha. I hated that. I really hated that. And I would ask my question to myself all the time. Is why can't they pronounce it right? I remember asking my fourth grade teacher, who so kindly raised her hand at me and said to me, can you please pronounce my name, pronounce your name, say it the way you would like me to say it? So I did, and she did. But other people, other teachers, I remember my principal couldn't pronounce it. And, you know, I went through school instead. With a nickname, I would just tell everybody, you know, my name is Marty. My name is Marty. And it was just easier, Marty, Marty, Marty. And until it became my legal name, but it was just because it was just so offensive to me. But why would people change their name? Why would they anglicize it? Well, many moons ago, the rationale was really straightforward. Because as we came in, the influx of immigrants, adopting names that sounded more American might help immigrants speed assimilation, avoid detection, deter discrimination, or just be better for the businesses they hope to start in the new homeland. So that was very different. But in this day and age, there are still people who choose to do it because they're still feeling the brunt of this racism and this discrimination. I, for one, yo lo que pienso, no es necesario cambiar tu nombre. I don't think you need to change it. Now, if you decide and it's a choice, I would say to you, make sure it's a choice because you like it, you want it, you decided it, but not because you're afraid of being discriminated against. No, we're in an age where it's time for you to speak up. It's time for you, if you don't like something, speak up. That doesn't mean be mean, be violent or be ugly or you know, aggressive in any way. It just means that I'm not going to change my name because this is the way it is. It should be a choice, like I said, that you're making without making it to hide from your employer. Let me share what I mean by that. And don't hide from your employers who may not hire you due to your English, excuse me, due to your Spanish or ethnic surname. Now, if you're doing it out of fear, I promise you that fear is an energy. Everything's an energy, and we're going to call more of it toward us. So you want to do it because you like the other name. It just feels good. It feels better. Changing a name is very much an identity, as is your sexual identity. For me, Martha never sounded like it was mine. I never fit into that name. I tried it on lots of times and it just wasn't my name. It absolutely was not my name. It didn't feel like me. And Marty felt more like me. It felt more like who I am, a playful, joyful, childlike spirit who loves to play tricks on people, loves to laugh, but I can get ferociously focused and driven in my business. It just felt so cool. But there are many people who choose to anglicize their names based on this fear and the stigma that they've gotten all through their educational life. Some do it for cultural reasons, while others do it as a way of showing their allegiance to a nature or a nation or a culture. But a lot of people choose to change their names because of the stigma that has come from having the name that they have. So let me ask you again, is it really racist to change your name? And if so, why is it seen as such a bad thing now, today, in the age of 2022? Well, in speaking to many of my friends who are also educators, one of the reasons that main reasons that we think that you can, you know, that you change your name and you're changing it, it can be seen as being racist, is because it reinforces the idea that one race is superior to another. And I believe in one race, I do, and that is the human race. Because I don't care if you're green, blue, yellow, purple, black, orange, red, amarillo, café, oscuro, it doesn't matter. You are of the human race, and I will treat you with respect as like I would love for you to treat me. Yet there are many people who choose to anglicize their name, and it's often done to avoid this bias and this racism that's very prevalent out there in the world today. It has been for the last 100 years or more. Truly, the thought that it can be difficult to get ahead in your life when your name is difficult to pronounce or to spell should not even play a part in our thoughts. No, no pienses que nada más porque tienes el nombre diferente, un poquito muy cultural, que lo tienes que cambiar. I don't want that to be that deciding factor when you decide to change your name, if you decide to change your name or not. But to be honest, this is exactly the thought that went through my head growing up. Why? Because everywhere you looked at the mainstream media, you never saw someone who had any other name other than an Anglo name. And it was really difficult to actually see that. And in the mainstream media, being that it was mostly white, it was white names you heard. So the inference that we grew up with was that you needed an Anglo name in order to get ahead in the business. The other day, I'm going to share this story. The other day, I was actually talking to an 86-year-old man who changed his name completely from Pedro to Peter. Now, yes, some of you will say, well, that's the same name. Yeah, but he didn't want people to use the name Pedro anymore. He only wanted to use the name Peter. Why? Even though he could not really pronounce Peter. In fact, when he spoke to me, we laughed about the fact that he couldn't pronounce his anglicized name. But what happened was he used it because he wanted to get ahead. He was going to open up his plumbing business and he wanted to get ahead. And he thought that in order to get ahead, you needed an Anglo name. Fast forward That's what he did when he was young. Fast forward to a few years into my marriage with my husband. Cuando me casé, mi esposo, teniendo nombre mexicano, lo cambió a un nombre para que los anglosajones lo pudieran pronunciar. So I saw this so clearly. My husband and I were young in marriage, and I watched him apply for jobs in which he was overqualified for, along with his buddy who was Anglo, and inevitably his buddy would get the interview and he would not. Now, this went on for, you know, quite a few times. It went on and on and on. And what I found out was that later on, you know, because he wasn't getting interviews, and I asked him if he was still looking for a different job. And he said, oh yeah, I have my resume. And what I found out was that he had anglicized his name to the point that it was unrecognizable. And I was like, who in the heck is that? I still remember the name. He anglicized it to the point of J. Isles. J. Isles. I don't know where the heck he got J-A-Y, right? J. Isles. That was sad to me. That was really sad to me. And I felt very defeated and in a sense, very defamed, in, if you will. I was married to some man, and then 2 seconds later, I was married to somebody else. But when I found that out, oh, my Latina blood boiled, baby. Sentí la sangre que me llegó desde los pies hasta la cabeza y otra vez que me regresaba. ¿Por qué? Why? Because I can't believe that he honestly thought that by anglicizing his name and making it easier for others to pronounce and read and spell, that this would help him get better in and succeed in life and in his business. Now, I don't know about you, but tell me, how terrible is that to see and live and feel the discrimination before you even get your foot inside the door? Híjole, that is just like, no. So is this the reaction to discrimination and racism that is still with us today? Unfortunately, yes. Unequivocally, yes. The little girl inside me wants to say no, but unfortunately, that's not the truth. No es la verdad. Todavía estamos en un lugar donde si tú tienes un nombre mexicano o cultural, es un poco difícil. Y la gente piensa que a lo mejor es parte de ser racismo contra ellos. So the big girl in me, though, knows that racism still exists today. And choosing to anglicize your name is a way of avoiding the racism and bias that can come from having a non-anglicized name. And that's okay. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But there are many people who choose to keep their non-anglicized name, and that is also a valid choice, and it should not bring on any discrimination or racist, conversation from others. I honestly think that it is something that we all need to be aware of and educate others so we don't feel the need to anglicize our names. You know, why would you anglicize your name? The Anglos go and live in Mexico, and I don't hear them changing their name from Sean or Sarah to Maria y Gustavo, you know? So we need to continue. What's the answer is that we need to continue to work together to stop this racism and to stop this thought, this impending thought that we need to anglicize our names in order to get ahead in life. So how do we do this? How do we stop the racism? It's really it's really important. We don't even know that we are racist until, let me explain to you what happened one time, and it was so clear and prevalent. As a principal, I used to get openings for teachers, and the district would hand me a stack of resumes. It's called paper, right? You first go through the paper screening, and then you go through the phone screening, and then you go through your first, then you go through your video screening, and then you go through your first interview, and then the second one, right? That's what it took in order to work at the school that I was running. But what happened was, it was so clear. So I took a couple of my teachers with me, and we were going to do the paper screening. Now, lo and behold, we were all handed a stack. I took the stack, and we were all divided it into three, and we were all just looking through there. When about 45 minutes into it, I looked over at one of my teachers, an Anglo teacher, and I noticed that she was just pulling names out, and when I looked and putting them in stacks, and when I looked, she was stacking one in the Anglo, one Anglo names and one Hispanic names. So I said to her, why are you doing that? You should be stacking them based on what we're hiring for. We're hiring for a social studies teacher. We should be looking at all social studies teacher. And she's like, what do you mean? And I go, well, you got a stack of, all the Spanish surname people here, and you got a stack of all the Anglo-sized people here. What were you going to do with them? She goes, I was trying to cut my work in half, and I figured I would just go through names I was comfortable with. And it came from her heart. And I looked at her and I said, seriously, we need to be a little more, present when we're doing things like that, because that really sounds like it's racist. She looked at me and she goes, oh, Marty, we've been friends for such a long time. I've been working you. She said, I didn't even realize I did this. So here it is, an example of being ingrained and being, that is racist. To me, that's racist. If you don't feel that that's racist, I'd love to hear from you. But to me, that was very racist. So I don't know how she was going to react. We had been friends only as long as I was her teacher. As long as I was her principal. So it's curious what was going to happen next. I'm glad that it all worked out and we got the best person for the job. But how many times, let me ask you, ¿cuántas veces, how many times do you do the same thing without realizing it? I think that we need to be more present, because if not, then this racism becomes something that's systemic into our society. And the only way that we can really work against discrimination and racism is by raising awareness to each other and supporting each other and speaking out against discrimination and racism. We are all the same. Yes, some of us have more money than others, but that's neither here nor there, because at the end of the day, we all die the same. We all die the same, baby. We all die with no money, no material assets, and nothing else. So let's not forget that we are all deserving of respect, no matter what our name be. Tenemos que recordar que todos merecemos el respeto, no le hace cuál nombre, si sea un nombre español, un nombre mexicano, un nombre anglosajón, un nombre inglés, un nombre lo que sea. We must remember that we are all deserving of respect, no matter what our name be. My friends, I hope you found value in today's message because it is still prevalent out there, even in the business sector, even in finding a job, even in creating and finding and getting a loan for your business. So if you found value in this, remember this is Marty Angel, the Latina business coach, right here, ready to help you move your business from a five-figure income to a six-figure income. Now, I love helping the mujerpreneur gain clarity and focus on who they serve so that they can rock their biz, level up, and take it from five figures to six figures so they can live their best life. That's what I love. That's my passion. That's what I do best. So if you love this message or found it valuable, I'm going to ask you, please share it. As always, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, my listeners. And I say gracias por estar aquí. Thank you for being here. And until the next time, hasta la próxima. Namaste, everybody. Have a great, great day. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.